We need to get those units taken up, you know, made into two-bedroom units. About 18 months ago, we made the proposal here that they have been left sitting idle from the day that they were built. Some of the units were used by the HSE, but one unit in particular, nobody has ever set foot inside. So we need to get that money. We need to get it fast-tracked. We need to get those units up and running for people to have homes. And it's very easily done if the department come up with the funding. So that's why we have requested the meeting with the minister. We have a serious issue with HSE-owned accommodation, and there's no point in us saying we don't. As I said to you, you know, we have units that have never been used. We have 11 units that nobody has been in for probably 5 or 6 years, and we have people coming to us looking for homes. So it's an ongoing issue, and we have to get it sorted.
And it would relieve so much pressure if these units were in use then?
It's public money that has been put in to develop these units. To start these units would probably cost you 10 times more than redeveloping what is there. So it makes value for money, all of those things, ticks all those boxes. We have the need, we just need to get it. We need to get the money, and we need to get the units opened. Especially, like, Dunloe has a huge amount of people on the waiting list at the minute, the highest in the west of the county, and we need to get it sorted.